Welcome to episode
25
of WoW Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Wednesday,
the
21st
of
May,
2014. Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeffy.
And welcome to WoW Geekly episode 25. I'm Asheo, and with me, as always, my good mate, Jeppy. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Oh, all over the place. We did the gods, the podcasting gods were against us yesterday, or this morning for you.
Mm-hmm. Hated us.
Hated us. Skype hated us. WoW hated us. Nothing was working. The whole technology, the whole internet needed a reboot.
Pamela hated us.
Yep.
God, Pamela.
Microsoft patches hated us.
It's just terrible. I don't know what we did. We must have broken a virtual mirror.
I think so.
Because it's all gone. It all went tits up.
Mm.
I think is the professional saying.
Yep. in the part of the world that's like has those wonderful sayings. I don't know that tits up is big in America. Could be wrong.
No. Could be wrong. Yeah.
Mm.
They don't. They also don't say. Do they say ass over tit? I don't think they do, because that wouldn't be right anyway. They'd say ass.
Yeah.
ass. Ass. And also, I'm looking on my old Twitter, and it seems like several people we know are in the middle of tornadoes.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
I mean, if I got a text to my phone saying, you know, tornado warning in your area, take cover, I'm like, well. Where? I got nowhere to take cover from a tornado.
Yeah. I think they don't. They. I always imagine it's like a Wizard of Oz. Don't they have like a barn?
Cellar. A barn.
Cellar.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although that didn't work out too well for Dorothy, so.
Mm.
I don't know. Yeah. Hopefully these things will pass. But
or a well. It just seems like in. What was that thing with Helen Hunt?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Twister.
Twister, there you go.
Damn fine film. I like Twister.
Mm.
I like when the cow goes flying by.
Oh, who doesn't love a flying cow?
No. Mm. It's good for the crops as well, because they get to spread it around a bit.
Episode 25, mate.
He says, trying to get me back on subject.
Quarter of a century.
Silver Jubilee.
Yep.
Oh, and in June this morning, I've got my little trumpet. Yes, we've got our bronze medal.
Yeah.
Which would have been, I would say, I would go for 10.
I'll go for 12 and a half.
Well, you would do number boy. But silver.
Yeah, oh well. So 25, beautiful number, because if you get 24 of your best mates together, that adds up to 25, and you go on a fun raid.
Oh,
yeah.
Nothing fun about it.
Nothing.
Oh, well, I don't. I still can't get over that hump.
At least into Warlords, and then, you know, 20 is going to be the cream of the crop. But no, well, for right now, it's 25.
Yeah, I guess we'll talk about that more in the WoW section of the podcast.
Let's do that.
Anything special about the old number 25?
Well, it's a beautiful square number, mate. 5 squared, big 25. I know you'll have your squares. Really excited about those.
Well, bit deja vu here. I still haven't got my head around. If you could explain to me succinctly why it matters, that why we should be happy that if you divide by, if you get 5 by 5, you get 5 or whatever. 5 times 5 is 25, and everybody should go, hey, 20. And what were you saying, that it's a square of a square or something?
It's the smallest square that's also the sum of 2 squares, because 3 squared plus 4 squared is 5 squared. And that's also the reason I didn't mention to you this previously, it was going to blow you away, but that's also the reason why a 3-4-5 triangle is most often illustrated in the Pythagorean theorem. You're excited about that, aren't you?
It's like
the motivational poster that says, well, when I was at school, they didn't teach me how to buy a car. They didn't teach me how to get a job. They didn't teach me how to do my tax return. But thank Christ I know the Pythagoras theorem.
Actually, this evening I had pizza for dinner. And I was thinking to myself, this is probably one of the only practical...
Into pies? Yeah,
exactly. I thought, well, look, if say it wasn't just for me. Of course, it was just for me. It wasn't a problem. But say it was for an uneven number of people. You know, if I got one of those protractors and I got my 360 degrees and I worked out how many degrees it would be for each individual person, then I can understand where I'd have to worry about these number things. Yeah. As it was, I just cut into cores and scoffed it. But wasn't a problem. But yeah, it's just, you know, it just goes over my head. And I, you know, maybe I just don't have, I know you have a number type brain, but I really don't. And maybe I don't, maybe I'm missing an exciting whole level of different things that...
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But because I know, you know, that, I mean, you'll be excited about this. 25, it's the TCP port for SMTP.
Was it also used? See, wasn't that a common use for people to hack into people's computers as well? Because that port was always open.
No, it's 22. It's SSH.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
My mistake.
Although, I mean, you can send, you know, maliciously formatted mails to try and break send mail or whatever mail program you're using. Has been issues over the years.
I do remember back in the day having to open particular ports and not really understanding what that meant.
Yeah.
And having served in the Navy, I kept walking toward the window.
Periscope up.
I don't understand. You want me to open a what?
Should we surface first?
Please.
And also, as you'd be well aware and many a listener probably not so, it's slang for a pony, £25.
£25.
Pony.
Have you heard the song, What Only Fools and Horses?
No. Well, maybe.
Put a pony in my pocket. That's one of the lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. But that's it, mate. That's all I've got.
Short, 25.
25.
It does feel like a number that should have a lot more to it, but...
I think it's a very good landmark episode to get to.
It is. And I'm sure we'll do another podcast one day that will also get to 25.
125.
Yes.
Or maybe we'll start season two. Season two of Wow Geekly, episode 25. There you go.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of seasons, though I don't really understand. I think it's just they get bored and they think, oh, we'll come back. Yeah.
We'll do the Warlord seasons. Sorry, folks, this is the end of the Pandaria season.
Yeah. We've taken the pandas out back and put them to sleep.
Give them some cane sugar and go, off you go, boys. Just have a bit of a rest.
Cane sugar. Does that get them high? Is that is that the good stuff?
It's the panda. Yeah, man. Let's cook up some of this. So news.
So, yeah. Is there any news? I don't know.
I am enjoying deja vu. I am enjoying the latest episode of your Azeroth Choppers. The first few episodes. Got to admit, not wasn't that impressed.
No.
Didn't through it.
I don't think you were alone.
Didn't compliment it all that well. So if you stop watching it because I said it was shit, then you can go back and watch it now. Because
I can almost guarantee nobody stopped watching it because you said it was shit. Yeah. I can almost guarantee that.
Probably.
I was going to watch the next episode, but Ashaya said, don't bother.
Don't bother. But episode 5, it had some good stuff in it.
How many episodes are there going to be?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Are they getting quite close to the end now?
No. Do you see a bite? No, they're still pussyfooting around trying to figure out which way to point the spikes, mate.
I guess the Horde one has spikes, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Are they both savage? Are they both savage bikes?
Well, I describe the Horde one as savage. The Alliance one is more angular and sharp.
What's the final goal of this program? To have only just one of those bikes be available in game.
That's it.
But does that mean the opposite faction don't get a bike?
And bum, bum.
Yeah, really?
I don't know. Maybe you know. Well, it's going to be on the store, right? So I mean, anybody can buy it. So Alliance kind of love riding around on a Horde bike. So that's what's going to happen.
Especially, I'm just assuming it's F the Alliance.
Yeah. I'm just assuming. You know what happens when we assume.
Yep.
Indeed. And me. The other thing that came out this week, which was probably a couple of months too late, but on the flip side, better late than never, they've released some beginner guides, some 101s of how to play your Toon. Boosting it to 90, going, well, all right, I've got a boosted level 90 druid and I've got no idea what I'm doing.
And that seemed to come from nowhere. Am I right? I think there was no little hint of it. It just seemed to be, oh, here they are.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was just there. Mm. And I hear from the little blue bird that they're mainly focused on DPS.
Mm-hmm. It was all just DPS. There was no healer or tank ones.
I would guess that the people who are being complained about jumping into the various forms of dungeon that are getting complained about the most are the healers and the tanks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wouldn't you notice if a complete noob tank or healer was using their boosted 90? As opposed to perhaps a DPS who can hide among meters.
Oh, I've seen that. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, so there's multiple DPS. Mm. Yeah, so you're probably right from that point of view. But I mean, for anybody that's running DPS meters, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Normally at the end of it, when they can kick them at the end.
But on the flip side, I mean, at least your level 90 boost has got some decent gear. I mean, if you've just hit level 90 and haven't wandered off and done any of the other stuff, you haven't collected a full set of Timeless Isle gear, and you're just in your questing greens and blues, then you're probably going to do pretty crap DPS in a dungeon as well, even if you do know how to play your character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? And there's plenty of people that are geared and have had their character for many... many years
and still don't know how to play.
It's an attitude. Just an attitude. It's not at the end of the day, it's actually, you can boost to level 90 and then you go and hit the books and you hit the websites and you do your rotation, you check all the bits and pieces that you've got your gems and all that type of thing. Your attitude is, I want to be as good as I can.
Yep.
And get into the dungeon. It doesn't matter if that 90 is 4 days old or 400 days old.
Exactly.
There's douchebags at every level of the game.
Yeah, and I mean, you're going to get people that is like not interested in min-maxing, and they're just going to go in on their new level 90 Boomkin Druid and go spam fire, wrath, 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 spam fire, and not take any notice at all of the whole Eclipse process. So,
no, and we were talking in our original recording about the balance being quite a good one to have a look at if you want to understand.
Yeah, because, it's got a different mechanic to just every other class. So if you haven't played it before and you're not, you haven't read up on it, then, it could be a bit of a mystery as to what the hell's going on.
So that's funny, the old druid, isn't it? It's funny because a lot of the classes have been smoothed out, and even more so as in Warlords, they'll be even more smoothed out. In as much as the removal of
smoothed
many
out, as in
talents.
Dumbed down.
Well, smoothed out, made taking the edge off, But the druid seems to be consistently. I'm going to say a bit of a bear, because it a bit of a nightmare. Because it continues to be quite a tough one to play well.
Yeah.
I mean, all classes you can play. Mm. There's no problem. You can kill stuff pretty much any class. But to really get that high DPS,
to be top of the meters. Yeah, and even someone like me that I know the process and I know the general rotation, but I still, for the life of me, cannot get decent DPS out of my Boomkin Druid. I've espoused in the past that I reckon it's that they're highly latency sensitive, but could just be that I suck.
I don't know. Have you compared it to? I mean, have you been in with other Boomkins and been surpassed?
Oh yeah.
Oh, then you suck. Yeah.
But not Boomkins that live in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm.
Is the get out for the Australian player?
That's it. Yeah.
It was latency.
Oh, I lagged out. Sorry.
In fact, on the lists on the meters, it should have a little asterisk next to you.
Yeah, Australian.
Australian. Yeah. Maybe they should just group those latency problems.
Oh, I'd never get into an LFR. They'd be kicking me. Oh, look out! It's an Australian.
They really do need to sort that out. They really do need to sort that out. In this day and age when server farms are relatively cheap, I really don't understand. I know that for you personally it would be a problem because you don't actually play on an Australian server, or an Australian realm, I should say.
Well, only because they didn't give us any.
Yeah. There are.
There's
Oceanic.
A bunch of realms that they tag as being Oceanic realms, but I mean, they're still in America.
As I understand it, the only difference is the clock. That's the only difference in the code. AST. Oh, okay, that's it. They're Australian ones then. Yeah. No. I mean, I can't complain because I do have relatively local servers that I should be playing on the EU stuff. Although they're in France.
Oui.
So I don't know. I've really never pushed it hard enough to go into latency intensive combat.
Right.
Although any failing that I do have, I always blame upon the latency.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Because it's there, just begging to be blamed.
And, of course, the other bit of news that everyone will know by now, because this podcast is going to be so late, 5.4.8 came out this week.
Did? Actually, I think we had a 5.4.7 while we were away as well, didn't we?
Nah, surely
sneaky
not.
Sneaky little one.
Maybe. Was there a bit of a tiny patch?
I think it was super tiny, yeah.
The BattleNet launcher now, and it all just updating itself, you know, behind the scenes. You could miss the fact that there's been a patch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this even 5.4.8 was 12 meg or something stupid. At least.
Was it? No, I didn't even see.
Yeah, you just shot by. Do you know what I dislike? Should I tell you what I like? I'm actually using the BattleNet today. I foolishly, even though I have good reason to know why I probably will never get into the hot beta, I bring up the BattleNet because it's actually the only way you can tell if you're in or not.
Yeah, right.
As I understand it. I don't know if they're sending emails or not, understand it.
You could log into your actual
account.
And this
is what annoys me. So I go through the process of logging into the BattleNet bit, the launcher, and then I click on the little drop down and it says, oh, account. So I click on account and it makes me log in again.
Takes you to the web page.
I've logged in. Just one. One set of credentials, please.
Single sign everything. On. What happened to single sign on?
Jeez. Yeah, it's a tiny little thing. So what does 5.4.21958 bring us?
8.675309.
5.4.8. Apart from a lot of problems this morning.
Yeah, so they completely broke all the servers this morning. There was some problem that they decided that needed an urgent rolling restart. and the rolling restart kind of made everything a lot worse. And the servers were just completely unplayable.
Because as I understood it, the major problem that came up once the servers came live yesterday, once the patch had been applied, was that we're going to need a bigger bag achievement was going to be account-wide.
Yep.
And instead of being account-wide, everybody lost their...
Yeah, it was account-wide, and so they went, oh, let's look at this first toon. Okay, this first toon has no progress on it. Okay, account-wide, none of your toons have made any progress at all.
My favourite tweet from that whole debacle was somebody said, all the... because it isn't... Bigger Bag is for bits you pick up on the timers aisle,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Like little bits and bobs. And one said, I've got them all in my bag. All the ones you say I haven't got, I've got in my bag. Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Lita was in that position because she's been working on it. And, yeah, she's got all this stuff in her bag and she's made zero progress on it.
I wonder if it was that simple. Sad. The first one that logged in set the bucket for all the for anything else.
I don't know if it was that simple, but yeah, fairly embarrassing that that wasn't picked up on the PTR or their QA department. It's not like there was a whole heap of changes that was in this patch.
Well, it seemed to me that 5.4.8 was on the PTR for about 18 minutes between.
Yeah.
But you know, this is the. A big selling point, a big ticket item on this particular patch. You're right, they should have really tested that one.
Yeah. But then again, conspiracy theory. This is obviously something that people have been screaming for a long time. And they've said, oh, it's hard, you know. So conspiracy theory, I think they broke it deliberately so they can go, see, told you it was hard.
See how hard it was? And just for a little bit of a side dish, we're going to destroy all the servers when we try and fix it. That's how hard it was. Oh. It took down the entire server.
Hard ass.
Well done. Be careful what you ask for next time.
That's it. I'm not going to ask for anything else. But the main selling point of 548 is that for all the gear that you got from the Timeless Isle and from Siege of Orgrimmar, you know how you can upgrade your gear eye level with Valor.
I certainly hear that is an option.
You hear that. So you can do it two times. So if you have a look at some of your gear, you would have previously seen a little 0/2, and you can go to the vendor in your shrine and hand over your 250 Valor and upgrade it, which just increases the stats a little bit. And you used to be able to do that two times. So now in 548, on the later gear, you can do that four times. So it's kind of like a way of giving people an incentive to, you know, grind more Valor and upgrade their gear to get that little bit of extra kick that you might need to get over a hump in the Siege of Orgrimmar. So I mean it's kind of clever in a way because it's essentially doing the same thing as, remember back in ICC when that got to towards the end and people were hitting humps, they'd just have a zone-wide buff that increased your damage by 5% and then 10% and then 15% and then 30%. Yeah. So, I mean, essentially it's doing the same thing, but it's making players actually work for it and have to go out and grind Valor.
Which is a change of philosophy, isn't it? Instead of doing it...
Well,
so some people who want to, because wasn't their point? I remember that there was a point where people said, "Look, I don't want the 10%."
Are they? That's and, it.
Yeah, and they gave them the option at some at certain stages to turn it off.
Yeah. So I mean, really, being realistic, I don't think that's the reason they've done it. I think the reason they've done it is we need to make people be a bit happier with this content level for a while longer yet because.
Because you feel like you're actually doing something. It's not just given to you.
Yeah.
And they've also introduced a whole new way of using your coins.
Indeed. So if you've got squillions of timeless coins, you can now spend 3,000, I believe it is. 3,000 coins will buy you 100 valor points. It was 150. It's about that, in that ballpark. The tokens that you get only survive for a day, so it's not like you can stack them up and save them. You have to buy them and pretty much use them straight away. Otherwise, you'll lose them, and you can't use them to go over either your 3,000 valor limit or your 1,000 weekly limit. There's still those limits in place. So I mean, that's a fairly, you know, many people, like I've got, I'd have, well, on a Shao, I've got, you know, a couple of 100,000 coins. But, you know, I'm saving those because I actually want to buy the mount when I eventually get exalted. But on Jekyll, I've also got, you know, a good 100,000 coins. So I can, you know, could quite happily just spend all those just on Valor.
So, and they're not, these Deeds of Valor which you buy are not, they're bind on pickup.
Yeah, they're bind on pickup. I'd love them to be bind on account. I mean, you know, I've got Valor on all my alts, and it's like, I'm not going to do anything with it. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll convert it to gold during the conversion to Warlords, but really, I'd be great for me to be able to use that. Yeah, because, I mean, you get a bit of Valor every time you do a pet battle, right?
Yeah.
So...
No, yeah, all adds up.
All adds up.
Yeah.
I can buy an account.
Please.
Yeah.
The guy, maybe it's a lady, I don't know, but you buy these Deeds of Valor from Mistweaver, and I know it's not pronounced this way, but it looks like AI. I keep looking at it going, isn't it, aren't they all NPCs AI? I don't know.
This one's your extra artificial.
3,000 timeless coins for 100 Valor.
Hmm. Game. So I was actually Valor capped on Jekyll quite deliberately leading into the patch. So I rocked up to the upgrade vendor and spent all of my 3,000 Valor, and I was a bit disappointed to find that I only went from eye level, so I started at eye level 550 and I only went up to 553. So I only put on three eye levels for my 3,000 Valor.
For your entire, you mean not on an individual item, but because of your entire
I spent character. All 3,000 Valor that I had for this week, I spent on upgrading multiple bits of gear and only put on three eye levels. So, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like it's going to take you from 496 to 550 or anything radical like that, but I guess it's...
And is there an order to what you should be doing, what you should be upgrading?
Well, there's a very good question, and I'm sure there's a very good answer, and I don't have a prepared answer for that. But I'm going to say, upgrade your. So what I did was upgraded my highest level gear first. So like my legendary cloak is my highest item level gear. So I upgraded that, and then I upgraded other high level stuff. And my tier gear. So, for example, I had fairly high eye level shoulders, but they're not tier shoulders. So I'm wanting to replace those. So, you know, I wasn't going to waste Valor on those. So basically, I upgraded my tier, upgraded the high level items, and I think that's probably a decent way to do it. Someone may disagree. If you disagree, let me know. Happy to hear your opinion.
I imagine there'll be a few guides out there.
Yeah,
people.
I'm sure. Ask Mr. Robot. I think Ask Mr. Robot already had he's had to upgrade your where to spend your Valor to upgrade your gear. So I'm sure we'll have updated it for the four times updatability.
So given the caps and stuff, is there any idea how long it would take you to? Basically get your, would it be 16 upgrade eye levels per item? Be a while, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's going to take you a few weeks. It's going to take you a few weeks. So.
They're clever, aren't they, Blizzard?
Yeah. Sneaky little bugs. And there was on the...
They keep canceling the subscription. How are we going to keep them?
We'll make them run old. So... You know, people are now running all the old raid content again because, you know, you do a raid and you get a whole bunch of Valor. I was chatting to one guy who said they're doing an old raid and they got the boss down in about 1:10. So some of that old LFR stuff is going to be a pretty damn fast way to get Valor capped. So there was going to be, everyone got all excited because on the PTR, there was a buff called Heart of the Valorous, which gave you 100% buff to Valor that you earn. Mm-hmm. So you're basically getting double Valor. And everyone's going like, oh, because now I can, you know, do this do this stuff and get double valor and get valor capped. And then once you're valor capped, you're getting on all your other tunes on that account, or actually on that realm. It was the way it was working. They get bonus valor as well. But sadly, no, didn't actually come out in the patch.
Oh.
Bit of a tease. Maybe that's what broke it all.
Same for later.
Maybe that's why the live 548 was broken, because they had to change that to toggle that 0 to a 1 that says where the heart of Valorous was on or off, and that just completely broke all the servers.
I can imagine.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Yeah.
Mm.
No explanation. It was on the PTR, now it's not.
No. Not that I've seen, anyway.
Maybe they did the maths and worked out that people just do things too fast.
Yeah, or maybe they were just testing it for later, or, yeah, I don't know. Do not know. What about in-game yourself, mate?
There's still a bit more news, my friend.
Is there?
News? Oh. Well, news-ish. It's a bit of a weird one. As everybody listening and everybody in the WoW community knows, I think it's pretty much a fact that there's a delay in getting us to have a look at the alpha as non-friends and family.
There's not, is there? Really?
I think there may be. I think they may have shot their wad a little bit too early, mentioning there even was a friends and family. And now people are going, well, where is it? Why aren't I in it? And there's been a couple of little interesting conversations with Zahim. CM Zahim.
Zahim.
One of them came from EU, and you have to forgive the language, not the foul language, but the use of English. This guy, Francesco Sodano.
He's Japanese.
Shout you. He said, why Alpha is not up yet? The blog about the Alpha launch is from 3rd April. See, that was quite good. That was almost Japanese. Yeah. And Zion said, F you. He said, because we're not ready to start inviting the public yet. Doing extra polish on the first few zones, and we'll get a build going soon. And this guy, you know, he obviously...
I cringe at language like that. Some extra polish on the first few zones. Oh, that makes me cringe. And it's like, are you sure it's coming out by Christmas? Are you sure?
It also upset Nerador EU. I'm sick and tired of these soons. Say a day or nothing at all. Don't ask them. We shouldn't ask them a question if they don't want to say anything at all.
Just yeah, exactly. It's like, I ask you a question, I get no response.
So then he goes on to say, you underestimate how hard it is to announce set dates for tests. Doubt people would agree on preferring radio silence, which I think is fair enough. And then Francesco jumps back in. Why announce then? Why make a blog about Alpha launch on 3rd of April if on 15th of May, not ready yet? And so this is where Zahim starts to think, I better start telling the truth. He said, we'd hoped to start inviting people sooner. We knew our internal alpha build would be data mined and wanted to let people know why. Ah, so that's fine. Okay, so we still don't really know. We're not 100% sure. And then about 16 days later, the US wakes up and they decide to have a crack at Zahim as well. And some guy called Leo Bolin says, my theory for delayed alpha is you wanted to get garrisons ready since they're now part of leveling. Am I getting warm? Dun dun dun. And Zahim says, kind of.
Yeah.
Which I mean, that has been the plan for a while, but we wanted to get in zone integration before non-employers starting testing. And then somebody comes in from the old conspiracy side. Oh, they're just waiting for WildStar to open in June. And Zion gets a little bit pissed off by that. Flat out, our production schedule and milestones are far more important than whatever else is happening in the industry. But I think from that little exchange, I think it's something that we've all said kind of along, is that garrisons have suddenly taken on a whole new...
Oh, yeah.
Much, much more integral part of the whole, not only the leveling process, but I think post-100 as well. I think we all kind of expected it, because at first it was just like, oh, it's going to be housing, and it's going to be housing with a little bit extra. And then slowly but surely, somebody's obviously got onto the idea that this is actually quite unique within the MMO world. And maybe that's a differentiator between lots of the other games that are coming out.
And I think that they really need it. They need that something quite different to get people back in. Otherwise, people are going to come back in and go, oh, yeah, another expansion, another bunch of quests, another set of dungeons, all the same. Meh, I'm off to play Wildstar. See ya. So they need something that's quite different that people won't have seen before.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the general agreement is if they do it well, it would certainly be the type of thing that would bring people back and perhaps bring new people in who don't necessarily want to play a straightforward quest level end game MMO.
Yep.
So, there you go. Sometimes the only problems I have with communication is that if they'd said that early on, so listen, we really love the idea of garrisons, and here's a few reasons why. We put our hands up. It's adding a little bit more time before we can show the public what we've done via the alpha process.
Fair enough.
You know, give us a little bit more time.
Mm.
In the meantime, there you go, 69 levels on your gear. No worries. So, yeah, and sometimes I think just that little bit of honesty, you know, just that little bit of extra communication would go a heck of a long way. Because at the end of the day, nobody who's playing World of Warcraft wants it to be a crap old piece of expansion. They want the expansion to be as good as it can be. And if that means, you know...
Yeah. Needs to be polished. It's got to be good.
Yeah. And polished, especially those early zones.
Yeah.
And did you see the new Ark Raft stuff? Actually, while we weren't recording last week, they did a release of some of the Night Elf pictures, Night Elf females.
Mm.
I don't think we've seen Night Elf males yet.
Is that real? Is that a joke? Someone photoshopped that? That'd be pretty cool.
I quite like the fangs. I think that should be one of their racial traits, that you'd be able to bite your opponent.
Yeah.
Possibly infect them. The undead, it's not an undead one, but I guess it's the Death Knight model. It was absolutely fantastic. Red eyes, deep red eyes, and, you know, that sort of greenish.
The Night Elves have always looked really good.
I saw that. I thought, I really do need to do a few more Night Elves. Because I kind of stopped doing Night Elves early on. I'm not sure what put me off them. It might have been the little bump, which I guess I've still got to have. The little booby bump, which they do. And also, I don't know if you remember, the couple of mounts were sort of shown, or data mined. Like a red... glowy type horse with sort of internal flames and spikes and stuff, very savage looking.
Yeah,
and also a reskinned Karaji tank. And among the group of individuals on the no flying in Warlords camp, there was a lot of happiness because neither of them appear to have wings. It turns out they both fly.
Right.
By the way, and if you want to go and see them flying, then you can go over to MMO Champion and see some pretty nice, and they look pretty damn cool as well.
And some of them you can't tell because there's been a few mounts, like the Hearthsteed, for example, where just looks like a horse, but you know, you hit jump and it sprouts wings.
Yeah, and that's what you want, really. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Same with both of these. Both of these look like they don't fly until they fly.
Yeah.
And then they're off the ground and flying. So this idea that somehow Blizzard are trying to answer the question, well, why give us flying mounts if you're not going to let us fly? It's not, you know, it's not the case. No. These mounts still fly. And I see no reason why they would not be able to fly in Warlords at some stage. And finally, they released, it's almost like, I know that part of the expansion is about going back in time or time-based. They also released some artwork showing quivers and bullet cases. Have you seen this?
No.
It looks really cool. It's like, it's really cool. And supposedly they're looking at class-specific bling or add-on.
Okay.
You know, stuff that is cosmetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to have to
buy a quiver and stock it up with arrows again. If I want to play my hunter back in the past,
it caused me so many problems. The amount of times I've run out of arrows in the middle of a PvP session.
I'm out of arrows.
No, but this is it does it looks cool, and I imagine it will look cool on the individual classes. So far, they've only shown some librams, some books, and some quivers, and some what do they used to be called? What are the little bags where you got your bullets in? Can't remember what they're called now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, bullet bags. I'm sure they'll cause something else important. It's amazing how quickly we forget. You have to when they all turn grey, and you've got rid of them all. Yeah. So if you're wielding a bow, you get a quiver, and if you're wielding a gun, you get whatever the bullet bag is. I'm trying to rapidly look, but I can't find it. But yeah, it looks quite cool. I mean, in our contentious world, somebody was like, oh, maybe you should be working on the Alpha instead of little bits and bobs that go in the back of a hunter.
Instead of drawing a quiver.
Trying to explain to people, you know, we're trying, we haven't, we have to do it all, you know, we can't. Anyway, so that's it. I mean, that's
Yeah, because you just have the entire team just working on one thing. So
Poor
that's the way
artist
to
is
get it
drawing
out. Yeah.
this.
Okay,
It's like.
you artist, I noticed you're a drawer, but right now you're going to be working on the new file system that we're bringing out for Warlords, okay?
If you can go and do some quest content, that'd be great.
Well,
I quite like it. I quite like the idea that, you know, you're a hunter. So, you know, I always missed having the quiver and stuff.
yeah.
I didn't miss having to buy arrows, but I did miss that. I mean, you know, and if they can do something with the animation, which
Yeah, it's the
actually draw
animation of
out
him
that,
actually ripping an arrow out of the quiver, that'd be great.
that would be great, yeah.
Yeah. And he have like a slash twirl where he kind of just pulls an arrow out and just flings it around on his finger and then shoves it back in again.
You might be going a bit too far. Now. That might be, that may, we may not see Warlords until next December 2015 then.
Maybe.
But that's it. That's it. That's kind of your news.
Well, let's get into some actual gameplay then, will we?
Yeah. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yeah. That we will. We yes. Yeah. Let's do that.
So, by my judgment, your RAF must be rapidly approaching the end
Ammo
state.
pouches.
Ammo pads, there you go. Well done. I think
My
the reason
RAF.
that they were dead in my brain was because I don't think I ever actually bought an ammo pouch because I didn't want to give up an entire bag slot just for an ammo pouch.
We're like, oh man, back in my day, you took up a whole slot. It was horrible, wasn't it? And
It
then
was.
the hours would only go there, and you didn't want them in the other bit of your pouch.
Yeah.
So you're about to tell me how much time I've got left on my crew friend.
Yeah, I'm don't remember exactly, but I'm guessing you're getting to the pointy end and you're starting to panic.
As of actually 16 minutes ago, I have 10 days.
Ooh.
16 minutes ago. It'll all be over. And I'm
You'll
kind of
go.
glad.
And then you can relax and prepare for the next one.
I'm never. I'm trying to say. I'm trying to. I can't imagine myself ever doing a recruit friend again.
You do kind of tend to waste them.
The last. At least the last four.
You need a
Maybe
what
the
you
last
actually
three.
need is a friend that's going to drag you kicking and screaming to actually make the most of it.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. I was trying to explain to the doctor the other day that I'm having all sorts of medical issues and they have scratching their heads at certain parts of it. I say, I've got a recruit a friend running. Maybe you need to check on that because that seems to send me into a bit of a medical twizzy, you know. Just ignore me. Go back to
Rolls
their
his eyes,
notes.
yeah. Scribble, scribble.
Scribble something in the psych bit of
Yeah,
my
that's it.
exam. Yeah, so 10 days. I would like to say that I've achieved everything I wanted to achieve during this last 90 or 80 days, but that would be a
You're lying
vicious
out your ass.
lie. Got my hunters. I got me Night Elf hunters up
Good.
to level 85.
Yeah.
So that's as high as they can go with a recruit friend.
Yep.
I quite enjoyed that. Incredibly fast, the last little bit. From 80 to 85 over in. Basically, I did it pretty much all of it in
This year.
Hyjal. Nah, I didn't touch with you. I must have done 84.6 or 7 in Hyjal.
Wow.
I did every single quest. I did every single quest, regardless. And because it's 80 to 85, none of them will ever go grey because it's five level grey or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was fine. I think the last... And then I went over to... is it Oldham? No.
Oldham, yeah. Down the bottom, near to Tanaharis.
Yeah. So I went over there and bang, it was done. Incredibly fast. In a six-hour period, I think I did that.
Wow.
Which seems odd. Which seemed too fast, really. But meh, I wasn't complaining. I had the fun of doing the jousting. Okay. You know, the one where you go on the bird.
Yep.
And it's Flappy Bird, isn't it?
It's Joust.
It's Joust, the original game.
The original Joust, yeah.
Yeah. But isn't that what Flappy Bird is stolen?
Well, I mean...
Kinda.
Flappy Bird is, it's very predictable, you know, you hit space and you know, you're going to flap up and down in a very predictable manner, whereas right. Joust, you know, you're flapping your wings and you're getting blown all over the place. It's very loose. It's very loose control, so quite a different feel.
But that was incredibly frustrating because I wanted to do it on two characters, and it does let you, the first bit it won't let you do. You have to go and crush these eggs or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you have to do those on each individual character. But then when you get to the point where you actually knocking birds out of the sky with your lance, it's happy to let you get the point on your character that's just stood in the background doing nothing.
Well, that's all right.
It kind of, but there was a distance problem.
Yeah.
Because actually that's quite a big arena.
It is.
That you're flying around, mm-hmm. not only lengthwise, but depthwise as well.
Yep.
And there's a few points where you're out of range. So, and just the mere trying to control the thing and then bring it back in range. Anyway, it was all right. I was a little bit annoyed because I thought I hadn't got the gold pet, but it turned out I did. So,
excellent.
I got another blue and a gold. So, it's cool. And it was a nice... I actually spent some time, even though, like I said, it was an incredibly fast run from 80 to 85, doing the entire quest line. Was quite cool, actually. Quite, you know.
It is a good zone in terms of story and flow and stuff. I really like Hyjal.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what was done. And then I started. I don't know why, because normally my normal pattern would be hunters, then warlocks, then mages. But I decided to do druids.
Ooh, good choice.
I think it was inspired by the fact that I wanted to do more night elves.
Okay.
And I thought, I want to do it. I might as well do a night elf druid.
Might as well do a druid. Going to need some herbalists.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what came over me, because initially I thought I wanted to do... Normally, the normal pattern of leveling druids for me would be balance.
Yeah.
So, you know, because it's pew, distance, pew. You know, pew pew. And because there's two of them, yeah, not a heck of a lot gets through you. But for some reason, I went for feral cat. Yeah. I don't know why.
Don't
because
know. Melee, so multi-boxing, painful. It's so painful. It's something you need to experience, but having done it, you can go, okay, I've done that, and never go back again.
Well, I've been messing around with interact with target.
Okay.
And it's cool. If people are multi-boxing melee, then interact with target is great. Except for when it's not. Because occasionally, the second character will decide that it wants to try a whole different target. Not the target, which as far as I can tell, is the one that is targeted. It decides that it wants to target something much bigger and further away. And so in the middle of a fight, I'm fighting three or four different mobs. Intense fight. It buggers off when I press the interact with target, and it goes and pulls another group of mobs that it has no chance of winning against. So
beautiful.
In the first 20, I stuck with it for a while. I stuck with it for about 25 levels.
Hmm.
In the first 25 levels, I must have died 25 times. against it, and I was just getting so I couldn't understand it because the you can see what's targeted. I mean that you know it comes up, it shows you what's targeted.
It's
you're
like
targeting
accidentally tab
what your focus
or something.
Is targeting. Something's happening, yeah. But it's just like all of a sudden I'm you know fighting away, you know, roll with the bloody cat, and then I see that my companion.
Back in a sec.
Off into the distance. Back in a sec, I could see something shiny. So it was very frustrating. But you know, it could have been a lot worse, I'm sure. So I then went and paid my 83 silver. I think it was incredibly low because it's the first time I changed and went back to balance and boomkin.
Just get to 30 and dual spec.
Yeah, I'm probably going to dual spec anyway. But I've not died since. Because, you know, what you were saying earlier about a leveled boomkin, a boosted boomkin coming in. It's raff.
Dead fire. You know. Dead.
Yeah. So they hit 61. They headed out to Outland at 58 and they just hit 61. So there's a little bit of life in them. And I assuming I can stay conscious for long enough, I might be able to get those up to 85. In the 10 days I've got left.
Yep.
But the question then comes down to the Wrath ends. What, you know, obviously there's some levels to pass back down to my main account. But I also want to prepare those accounts for eventually getting the Warlord's boost, the free boost. So I still haven't really worked out in my head what I want to do. Because obviously I want another set up to 60.
Yeah.
I don't want to boost without the food professionals.
Yeah.
And I've got all these Scroll of Resurrections that I did a while back. At least I thought I did. Because the first one I went and tried, and I haven't tried any other, so I'm really hoping this is just an isolated incident, seemed to have rolled back. It was leveled up to 80 with the Scroll of Resurrection.
Yep.
And I think to myself, well, it's a mage. I need a mage. I don't think I'm going to get around to leveling mages this time around. So I'll just chuck that level 80 over onto one of my main accounts. Level 1. I've no idea how what happened. Whether they got a bit suspicious that I suddenly did 10 in one night and thought that was a bit odd. Or what? But I've got no idea. So I put in a ticket, but I don't see them suddenly saying, oh, yeah, you're right, let's put it back to 80.
Sorry about that. Look, I tell you what, we'll just make it 90, just, you know, because we're sorry.
Yeah. So I've no
idea. That's all you want. I mean, you just want a mage to 90 so that you can do portals. You don't use a mage for anything else. That's all I use my mage for, just to do portals.
That's what I want the mage for, yeah. Put a mage on the other accounts, and it's a portal, bitch. Yeah. I don't really want it to do anything else. But, so I'm a bit confused about all that, but... Before the 10 days is up, I need to settle down and decide what I want to move across and what I don't want to move across and what I want to boost and what I don't want to boost.
Yeah.
Because I just need to stop doing this. I just need to have a set team.
I'm sure your health problem. I'm quite serious about this. I reckon your health problems are partially due to the stress of refer friends and that really this really should be your last one.
I agree. I agree totally. I can't. See, unless they... I don't know. I've got at least 4 potential gifts to collect. So even if they come out with the most fantastic gift that tries to entice people back, I should have those covered.
Should still be able to get it anyway.
Yeah. I don't know why I do them in the first place.
Because you get to level fast. I like leveling. I like leveling, but I like leveling fast.
And I do enjoy the leveling process. And it's been such a long time since I've leveled without Recruit a Friend.
Mm.
It just seems so incredibly slow. Yeah. I can't believe that you leave the starting area at 5. 5?
5?
I'm nearly 20.
It took me about like 8 minutes to do it. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
The amount of time I have to put into that.
You mean I don't ding on every kill? It's ridiculous, but yeah. So this, I'm not going to say 100%, but I can't.
9.9 Skovich.
Yeah. And then as of the 31st, need to think of a new plan of what we're going to do, what I'm going to do. Maybe that's when I hit that list.
Hit the list, yep. Or you you pick a tune and you come and do some challenge mode dungeons with us.
Challenge mode. But and this is another thing with the crew friend, is that nothing else seems important.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
the clock's ticking. You have to focus on that. You're not lolly farting around and doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, with the sudden expansion of you being able to upgrade your gear, or the amount of people that will now be going out on alts and doing Siege of Orgrimmar because of the heirloom, and other bits, you know, there'll be people, there's an enticement for you to go out and do stuff on alts.
Yeah.
There will be an increase in this need for gems, for instance. I thought, well, I could really focus on my jewelcrafter. And I think, no, I've got 10 days ticking away.
Not meanwhile, the next 10 days, sunshine.
Meanwhile, the tiny window of opportunity to try and get in on that may well disappear. So anyway, that's all by the by. So, but I've been in game, but, you know, incredibly small amount. I'm sure you've done
fairly
farm.
Well, a lot of the same old, same old. We're still plodding away in Flex, working on Gary, getting awfully close. We're getting to the last phase, and just add control is the thing at the moment. So maybe a bit of extra DPS from our upgrading our gear might tick that over and finally get a Gary kill, which would be fun.
Is everybody in the group sort of working towards their 4-4?
Yeah. So as soon as we saw that, we said, everybody, yeah, get Valor capped. Let's run some scenarios and stuff to get some quick Valor and upgrade some gear. So that's a pretty good way to do it. Of course, been plotting away at our That's Not a Knife tunes, although Cloggy's had terrible PC problems lately, so we've been down our tank, which makes it hard. We've had a couple of really bad pug tanks, and in the end, Wingy's gone, can you just tank? I'm on more Warlock, you know, so I forget what it is. You just activate the Warlock tank mode, and I just started pulling threat off the tank and tanking the dungeons. That's a bit of fun. So I've been doing all that, but mainly I have been leveling my Druid chamois pair. And after the first couple of debacles, I went, no, this is, you know, it's a bit like refer a friend in a way. It's this is just too stressful. You know, I'm not going to do this anymore. Your old elixir of ancient knowledge, your 300% hour-long buff. But I still have one. I still have one on my second account. So I thought, okay, well, let's see if I can actually do one where I don't completely stuff it up. So I'd done the ones during vanilla and leveled it up some tunes through vanilla. So I thought, okay, well, let's see how far I can get in Outland. So what I did was I ran Ramparts and Blood Furnace and did the quest, but didn't hand them in. And then just quested until I got to 62, because it's not until 62 that you can get the quest for Slave Pens, which is the next dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then what I did was, okay, so I went to Ramparts, drank my elixir, handed in those quests, handed in the Blood Furnace quests, flew straight over to Slave Pens, ran Slave Pens and did those quests, did the Underbog and handed in those quests. Hearthed, and at that point from 62, I was 66. So then flew down, ported out to Shattrath, flew down to your Orkhundun. And ran Sethic Halls. And in Sethic Halls, I don't know if you remember or not, but Sethic Halls have got mobs that drop totems that mind control. And then when you've pulled like an entire room and your level 90 gets mind controlled, all of a sudden your little 66, it's looking like a pretty tasty target.
Fair game. Yeah.
So, yeah, splat. 15 minutes to go. So it was like the best that I'd done yet. So I actually got a full 45 minutes before I died.
Because that's where the Raven, is it the Raven? Look, no. What's the mountain there?
Because
when I used to try and solo that, the bloody mind control used to go.
Yeah, nightmare. It's a bit hard when you're soloed. You're sitting around twiddling your thumbs. So with 15 minutes to go, I was one bubble shy of 68.
Oh.
So I got to 62 to 68. So essentially, I mean, if you didn't screw it up and that wasn't too hard, in an hour, you can pretty much skip over the entirety of Outland and go to Portland. So
that's pretty damn good.
That's a pretty good use of it. If you don't like Outland, there you go. There's a way to skip over Outland.
They need to start selling that in the shop.
Yeah. I'd buy some more, as long as they were elixirs that survived death and not potions. Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine the uproar if you went and spent, I don't know, what, $2 on it, say?
Yeah.
And you died in 2 minutes. No, it'd have to be survived
death. I think I'm actually going to go and find the forum near the suggestion forum and say, please, for the love of God, change these into survives through death.
I just seem so petty not to.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, if they were piss easy to pick up, then fair enough, but...
Yeah. So then I thought, okay, well, I've tested it in vanilla. I've tested it in Outland. I don't want any more of these stupid things, but bloody hell, I'm going to get another one.
You're addicted.
So I'm addicted. I can't help it. So I camped the bastard and I got another one. I'm like, okay, so let's test this through Northrend. So my plan was to do the similar thing, run Utgard Keep and the Nexus and do the quest, but don't hand them in. And then it's weird. You can get to 71 and be able to do the, even though Azjonarub opens first, you can get the quests in Old Kingdom first. You can actually get the quest in Old Kingdom at 71. So my plan was to run Old Kingdom and do those quests and then do Azjonarub and do those quests and then Hearth, fly out to Drakthrong Keep and do those quests, Hearth again and run Violet Hold. And I figured that, you know, that's probably going to be my hour up. So I did the two... all the quests for Utgard Keep and Nexus, and I was about halfway through level 70 when I got to that point. Drank my elixir. So the problem with Utgard, I stood there and thought about it for probably longer than the entire, you know, project went. It's like, how do I minimize my fly time? Because Utgard Keep and Nexus are at opposite ends of Northrend, right? I have to get to both as fast as possible, hand in the quests, and then fly off to the next thing. You know, it's just like, do I bring a mage out? Where's the mage going to port me to? And I would love it if mages could like port to more places around the world. You know, a mage being able to port to Warsong Hold would have been awesome. You know, do I take my warlock out there and try and get a couple of people to summon me? And in the end, I went, oh, matter, I'll just... I handed in the quests at Utgard Keep, hearthed and took the portal out to Dalaran and just flew down to the Nexus. So I did that, and I actually, in doing that, dinged 72. So I thought, oh, well, I might as well do Azjonarub first, since that's actually first. I'll do Azjonarub. So flew down, hearthed again, flew down to Azjonarub, ran in there, got down the, you know, pulled all those, the first boss and did all that, no problem. Ran down to the second spider boss, and he's the one, what's his name? No, I can't remember. But he's brain fart. He's the one that kind of comes up the spider web slowly, and he's attacking all the other ones, and his health's going down, and he eats them and kills them, and his health goes back up, and then you start the fight. I'm like, well, time's a ticking. I can't wait for you to be killing all these mobs. I'm just going to kill everything. So I attacked the boss and killed him, and all the ads were still alive. And the ads went, oh, look, a level 70 pounce. Let's get him. Dead. I'm like, no. I was spending him. I'd only, at that point, I was about 12 minutes into the hour, and I'm dead already. And I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm not getting any more of these stupid bloody things. It's just sending my blood pressure through the roof. So, yeah, that was my last and complete fail experiment. So it's a real balance between how much you pull to get through a dungeon fast and keep something alive. And it really helps, because it really helps if you've got a healer with a hot. So I found it a lot easier to just run, if you can run through a dungeon like on a druid and stick a rejuve up on the low level, the fact that you're doing a heal on him causes aggro, right? So even if the low level pulls aggro because he's in proximity, the heals ticking on him cause the aggro to switch to me. And they all switch to the level 90 and start beating on him. And he's like, oh, well, whatever. even if a bit of damage goes off to the low level, the rejuve, you know, basically takes him from, you know, very low percentage up to 100% in one tick. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a very easy way to just run through a dungeon and aggro the whole lot and then do a hurricane and AoE them all down. So that's very effective in terms of being able to run through them fast, you know, except, of course, when you've got, you know, a mind control. They're good things to avoid.
There's no limit to that elixir you can use beyond 85.
Right? No, I believe it only works up to 85.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So it's not a way to go from 85 to 90 on a quick.
No, I don't think so. Pretty sure about that.
That's not right. When you do your little thing into the forum about it being going through to death,
make it known,
please. If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, Chippy's got some Wrath turns that he needs to get up to from 85 to 90, and geez, it's a hard slog. I wonder at what point, if before the, whether it's 6.0 or before that, will they you know, do the big nerf to how much XP you need to level 85 to 90.
Yeah, because they normally do, don't they?
Yeah.
Do they normally wait until after the expansion?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember. Is it like in the next expansion, or is it in the, you know, the O patch?
It'd be cool if it was in the O patch.
Mm. Or even 5.49. I wouldn't complain about that. What did I say? 5.49. Yeah, that's what I'm up to, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. So those tunes now are now, well, Mashami was a bit more successful in doing that. So he's up to 74 and my druid's still 72. So there's a couple of levels between them. So I'm just, I'll just do a bit of a nice cash, work my way through Dragonblight. I enjoy Dragonblight, so I'll just do some questing. Not freak out.
I always end up, again, because I'm raffing through, I kind of miss Dragonblight.
Right.
Kind of, it sits in the middle there.
Orient Tundra, sort of, and then all of a sudden, bang, you're off to
Area 51. No, Shalazar Basin. And then, Area 51. Yeah. Mm. I tend to end up doing like two, because I also, when I'm doing the level 80, when I'm doing that, Northrend, I also do quite a bit of PvP.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm there 2 or 3 days, I'll do, you know, 2 or 3 days worth of PvP dailies. Because that's a ton of XP.
Yeah. Oh, and Grizzly Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forgot about that. Ooh, I should take that up. What level can you get those? Remember?
Probably
mid-70s. Should go and look them up.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm sure I've picked up about 72, 73. I can't, maybe don't quote me on that. But
Yeah, because they're pretty fast and easy.
Yeah. There's very few people out there. It's not like you're in any danger of other players.
It's not like real PvP. It's not like it's like, what? You're PvPing.
And to be honest, if anybody comes along, you know, it's not that bad. A bit of fun, a little bit of a tussle.
Mm.
You know, as long as they're not ridiculously high and ganking you, it's fine.
Yeah.
Which, of course, what I plan to do.
Because I'm leveling my druid as guardian, as a tank, for the because I have never leveled a guardian tank. I'm actually quite surprised at how well they actually do in DPS wise. You know, I thought I'd be just like on my, if you forget which other tank it was, I think it was my Death Knight tank. No, it wasn't Death Knight because they do a fair amount of DPS. There's some tank that I was playing around with. It's like, you know, you just whack on stuff. You know, you can't die, but you whack away on stuff and you're doing stuff all DPS. But
yeah, it's the way of the paladin, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not too shabby at all.
Again, they seem to smooth that out quite a bit, where you can... In the past, it was leveling as a tank spec. You wouldn't bother. You just wouldn't... It just was silly.
Yeah.
But I think they seem to have done... Not for different classes. They kind of leveled it out a bit, giving them a bit more oomph.
Yeah.
And killing states.
It doesn't matter when you're dual boxing, because I just charge in and do one swipe and then switch to my chamois and... Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. It's a pretty good combination, actually, because it works well, because normally the charge is either going to break follow, or if it doesn't break follow, your following toon is running after him, and so you can't actually cast any spells that require you to be standing still. But with a shaman, my opening spell, lightning bolt, and you can actually cast lightning bolt while you're moving.
Yeah.
And so by the time that he then catches up, I can do my, gonna say immolate, but that's not what it is. But I mean, it's the, you know, the bigger cast time where you have to be standing still, and you do that and the mob's dead. So it's a bit of fun. You know, then I'll take this a bit further, and the druid mounts up and rides around and picks up a whole bunch of stuff and then comes back and turns back into bear form and charges and do a swipe, and then just, you know, then you chain lightning. Where you go. Good stuff.
Yeah, the shaman was quite good at doing the trolls, or the trogs.
The trogs, yep.
You know, especially that chain lightning. Take out a whole pack.
Yep.
Yeah. I miss trogs. I would like to go. They've nerfed it so much, it's not even worth doing.
They have. Yeah, they did.
Ridiculous. How petty. That would have been my level, 75 to 80.
Yeah.
So annoying. Let's find something else I can kill en masse.
Sure, there's something. I did, as one of the tests I took, and it was still when it was quite low, I think I may have already said this, I forget now, but when one of the turns was low, I thought, maybe a good leveling way would be to take him up to Mount Hyjal and start killing those elementals that stand around out front.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're too low, you actually don't get any XP at all for killing them. That's the first time I've seen that. I just assumed that, you know, well, I'd get, you know, what I was hoping was I'd get, you know, a ton of XP. But I was expecting that, I'll probably just, you know, it'll scale and I'll just get the XP based on my level. But I got none. It's like, nah, you're trying to cheat. You don't get any XP at all. Bugger off.
That seems new, because I used to be disappointed by the XP you got, but you still got some.
Yeah. Maybe because I was still under 60. You know, it was before I even went to Outland.
Okay. Yeah, you really were cheating.
You're level 50, yeah.
25 levels. Yeah, there has to be a cut off at some stage.
Thought I'd give it a crack. Didn't pay off.
Yeah, well, I was just in there. I used to think that, you know, you go out as a level 90 and you're killing level 90s and you've got a level 60 or something just sat on your back.
Mm.
But yeah, you get nothing. So.
Bit of a rip.
Yeah. Just let us cheat.
So there you go. So I'll be off trying to get those to 80 so I can turn them into Herald of the Titan tunes.
Oh, yeah. It's still going, isn't it?
Still going, yeah. So we're actually going to have a crack in a couple of weeks with... Everyone's now to 80, and most people are geared up. We just need a couple more people to get a bit more gear. So we've actually scheduled our first attempt at it for a couple of weeks. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear about that.
Well, it's that time for me, which is quite unusual. Normally, I finish podcasting and go and get some dinner. But today, thanks to Pamela and Skype and everything, I've got to go to work.
That's crazy.
Crazy stuff. So I'm going to go out today with some Chicago.
A band I've actually heard of.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. I'd heard of Blondie as well.
So, staring blindly into space, getting up to splash my face, wanting just to stay awake, wondering how much I can take. Should I try to do some more? 25 or 6 to 4?
Very nice. And I will say bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to WoW Geekly. To contact us, email wowgeekly@gmail.com or send us a tweet at wowgeekly or abuse the host directly on @Asheo and @Elgin. And of course, we'd love it if you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and love you even more if you leave a review. Upload complete.